أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. على سرر موضونة متكئين عليها متقابلين يطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون بأكواب وأباريق وكأس من معين لا يصدعون عنها ولا ينزفون. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now describes some of the ni'mats that Allah Rabbul Izzat has in store for the as-sabiqun, for the foremost, bearing in mind that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes in many places in the Qur'an various ni'mats of Jannat. However, the overwhelming rule or the overwhelming principle with regards to all this is فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. Allah Himself says that no nafs, no soul knows what has been hidden from him, what has not been shown to him with regards to the coolness of the eyes. In other words, the ni'mats of Jannat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept such ni'mats in Jannat in store for those Ahl Jannah, the people of Jannah, or the different classes or the different stages of Jannat. The descriptions have been given, but the truth and the reality is, no matter how much we would like and we would try to stretch our imagination and try to understand the qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned with regards to these ni'mats, no matter how much we try to think about it, we will never ever be able to come to any conclusions. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been very accurate. Allah has been absolutely precise when Allah Rabbul Izzat Himself describes it. But it is our own deficiency, the deficiencies of our minds, the deficiencies of our imagination to try and imagine it. A person travels from one place to another, he is looking for accommodation. So that person would want to look at what kind of accommodation there is, so he may have some view of some pictures, etc. But here, there is absolutely nothing of that nature that is available besides the description in the Quran Kareem and in the Ahadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So keeping this in mind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ala sururim mawduna. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that they will be upon the surur, the thrones of Jannah, Mawduna, those thrones which will be woven, and how and what it will be woven with. Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to say it will be woven with gold, and then over and above that some have stated it will be studded with pearls and emeralds. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these surur, these thrones of Jannat, and all this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about is in actual fact indicative of one very important aspect, and that is the ikram, the honor that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give the Ahle Jannah. Often when one recites the Quran Kareem and we come upon ayat like this, especially where Allah Rabbul Izzat is very categoric about as-sabiqoon, as-sabiqoon, about the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, then the mind would drift to the fact that we had those Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that were dragged on the hot sands of Makkah Mukarrama, those who were whipped and those who were lashed, those who had to forsake the eat, the food and the drink, and those who had to leave their homes with absolutely nothing. They were in such pitiable conditions. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing the ikram that in this world there was apparent disgrace, there was apparent dishonor. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about honor in the absolute sense that in this world a person would sit on chairs, the person will sit on couches, etc. But these are the surur, these are the couches, these are the thrones of Jannat and not the ordinary thrones of Jannat. To this extent some ulama have written that what would it be made of? And how would one understand it? Not the material things of this world, but the things of the Akhirah. The fabric will be of the Akhirah. The thread will be of the Akhirah. The material will be of the Akhirah. So no mind can even imagine what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing over here. So this is the kind of ikram that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them. Muttaki'ina alayha mutaqabilin. They will be reclining upon it. Mutaqabilin. Facing each other. Now in Surah Saffat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the very same aspect, that they would not be turning their backs to anyone. In other words, ikram and honor to the highest degree. In this world, if somebody turns their back towards us, we would obviously get upset. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala even considers that one jannati will not turn his back to another jannati. They will be sitting in a halqa, in other words, in a circle. And this circle obviously will be a very huge circle. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then draws our attention to other aspects of it. That one person will be speaking to the other, and no matter how far it will be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause the voice to reach. One person will be able to see the other. And in this manner and in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the ikram of the highest level. Thereafter Allah Rabbul Izzat now furthers the ikram, that when a person comes home, you will say to that person, sit down in honor of that person. You will look for the best seat for that person. But now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes one step further, and Allah says, يَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ, that the wildan, the young boys of Jannat, will go around them, and such boys, مُخَلَّدُونَ, that will be forever. Forever would mean they would remain boys forever. Forever will remain that in this world we would always have the issue of having servants. They would leave us at some point in time, but there in Jannat it will be mukhalladun forever and ever. They will remain young, they will remain energetic, they will not become old. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing that Allah Rabbul Izzat himself now appoints these attendants. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi has in his Kitab al-Zuhd, a compilation of his, a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that each jannati will have 1,000 attendants attending to him. In this world, if we have one person full-time attending to us, that is in itself a very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there, Allah Rabbul Izzat will multiply that by 1,000. In other words, 1,000 young ones will be attending to the people of Jannat. And what would they be attending? Here Allah Rabbul Izzat says, بِأَكْوَابٍ وَأَبَارِيقٍ وَكَأْسٍ مِّن مَعِينٍ, that they will have in their hands the cups of Jannat, the jugs of Jannat, the goblets of Jannat. Now here again, these cups, these jugs, these goblets, these utensils of Jannat, here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not give any other description about it, but the truth and the matter in the Quran Kareem, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these utensils of being made of gold and silver. That is why we will find in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that do not drink or eat from utensils of gold and silver, because then one would be deprived of the utensils of gold and silver in Jannat. So here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing ikram upon ikram, that if this is the goblet, if this is the jug, if this is the quality of the cups, then of course, what would be in it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مِمْ مَعِينَ, of purified wine of Jannat. Now the purified wine of Jannat, according to some narrations in this world, a person would have to pour it out from the bottle, or a person will have to pour it out from the casket, or a person will have to pour it out from the leather bags of those days. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is مِمْ مَعِينَ. In other words, it will be free-flowing. Some of the ulama have expressed that these goblets will fill on their own from the springs of Jannat. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat, now when a person sees this word مِمْ مَعِينَ, of the wine of Jannat, then obviously we know the wine of this world creates ill health, it creates intoxication, it creates a bad temper, there is also moral and social decadence that goes with it, people become violent, etc. So Allah Rabbul Izzat removes that from those doubts from a person. And Allah says, "La yusadda'una fiha wa la yunzifun," that la yusadda'una anha, that through it or because of it, the person would not suffer any kind of headache. In other words, there would be no hangovers, there would be no sicknesses that would come with it, there would be no irritation in the stomach or the bowels. And then Allah says, "Wala yunzifun," and that person will not even get intoxicated. In other words, it will be a life of bliss. It will not have any adverse effects. It will not have effects that would be contrary to human living. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it. And in another ayat in Surah Saffat, Allah says, بِاللَّهَ لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ, that this will be white in color and it will be delight to the one that drinks it. So here Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about the ikram, the honor that Allah Rabbul Izzat will honor the people of Jannah. And here it refers to the as-sabiqoon, those who are foremost. And we discussed the qualities of the foremost, that those who would go first to fulfill the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.